This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me here today on Auto World. We've got all kinds of good stuff to tell you about. And we're going to start things off in grand style because the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, that's right, the one and only Don Jones will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about a particular American vehicle from the former American Motors Company, the AMX. Maybe somebody out there has owned one. We'd love to hear from you if you are a previous AMX owner. Sometime in your life you had one, or perhaps you have a restored one right now, or perhaps you have one somewhere in between. You can give us a call at our regular toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And if you'd like to shoot me an email, that's always a viable solution as well, at the regular email, bob@autoworldradio.com and bob@BobLongRadio.com. I want to remind everybody about that special that J.C. Whitney has out there for you guys for the month of December. If you go to jcwhitney.com and you buy a car, truck, or Jeep part or accessory, I can get you 20% off. All you have to do is at checkout, put in Bob20, and they'll automatically deduct 20%. So if you're in the middle of a restoration project of an old Jeep, you could potentially save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars with this discount. So once again, J.C. Whitney, the discount code is Bob20. Right now, let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, and bring forth the gentleman known as the old car guy himself. It's Don Jones. Don, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, buddy. How are you doing today?
Doing okay. Having a little bit of technical issues, but we're working through them. And hopefully by next weekend, we'll finally get this situation resolved. Since you're in the radio business now with Talk Net St. Louis, as well as Talk Radio Orlando, you know about technical problems.
Yes, I do. As you know, particularly when your producer is in London and forgets to tell you that he won't be available on a certain day. But we're working through those issues as well. But it's a different animal. It's definitely not the used car business.
No, and it's definitely not for people who are used to a lot of structure and organization. When you're doing live radio, you never know what's going to happen. And sometimes it goes great, sometimes it doesn't go so well. And you never know who might call in on that toll-free line. I've had a lot of experiences over the years where friends of mine or listeners of the program have called in from unusual places. I remember taking a call once from a guy on a fishing boat in the Gulf of Mexico, close to Louisiana.
I remember a few years ago we were doing a show, and my brother called in from Baghdad. If you remember that.
Yeah, I do. That's by far the longest connection that we've had so far.
Yeah, getting to what we were going to talk about today on this AMX thing is that it kind of inspired me. I was going through some business cards, and I found a card from a fellow that I ran into, I guess the summer before last when I was out in Pennsylvania. And I was at the Mopar meet, or Mopar swap meet at Carlisle, and I got a lead on an AMC dealership that might be in a small town of Palmyra, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there and I started trying to find it, and all of a sudden I went by a guy's business that said Rambler Auto Repair. So I'm thinking, well, maybe this guy bought out the old dealership and he's just playing on the name. So I ended up going in, and you know, the guy's last name was Rambler, and ended up talking to him a while, and he invited me over to take a look at his garage, and he had 42 AMXs in it. So
wow.
It kind of looked like a cross between an AMX showroom and an AMX salvage yard. But it was, you know, quite a treat. At that time, it didn't have anything for sale, but it was a kind of a nostalgia visit to the AMX world.
Oh, that's a really cool story there. And I remember you telling us about that abandoned dealership.
I've got a lead on another one in northern Pennsylvania that I'll run down this spring. But anyway, you know, going back to what we wanted to talk about is that my first almost new car was a 1970 AMX that I bought in 1971. And I think I paid like $2,300 for it and had to finance it over 3 years. I think my payments were in the neighborhood of $68 a month. And then I had to have my dad co-sign on the loan because I was an E-4 in the Army at the time. So the times were rather rough back then. And, you know, I start thinking about how reasonably those cars were priced, particularly with the AMC, the American Motor Corporation cars, and the AMX. But the AMX was a GT-style sports car, but it was also a muscle car. So it had the engines that you would see in the muscle cars, engines that were putting out over 300 horsepower with their 390 engine, but it also had the handling of a sports car. And it was kind of, in some ways, in direct competition with the Chevrolet Corvette, and didn't quite have the super large engines or super horsepower engines, but for the price, you were really, really getting a heck of a car. And it was really the only two-seat steel sports car that was produced since Ford quit producing the T-Bird in 57. And, you know, right. After 57,
sure.
It went to a kind of a luxury car, probably one step down for the Lincoln. And the 55s or 57 T-Birds are still very collectible, but really they don't bring nearly the price of the 68 to 70 AMXs.
Yeah, this is very interesting, definitely, and a vehicle that is quite overlooked in the collector car marketplace because, you know, at least up until recently, as you pointed out, these vehicles can be obtained for a lot less money than you would think.
Yeah, they can. I was surprised at a couple things. One is when I kind of fell in love with the car back in the back about 1969 and decided that that was going to be my goal was to have one.
Mm-hmm.
They were fairly inexpensive compared to other cars, but they weren't selling. They just didn't grab the Mustang GTs did, but they had a certain look about them. And of course, they had that long hood and a short wheelbase. The wheelbase was 97 inches. Was actually an inch shorter than the Corvette.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk engines and more with Don Jones, CEO of The Old Car Guy. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You're on, buddy. My wheels were then fine. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want. In the checkout section, put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts were set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body looks like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all without overdrive.
Of historical facts and figures, and we're focusing here on the AMC AMX, a two-seat GT-style sports car that was only produced from 1968 through 1970. And before that, to break, Don, you were telling us that
its wheelbase was actually shorter by an inch than Chevrolet's Corvette, which, of course,
right, yeah,
was a two-seater.
Right, it had a 97-inch wheelbase, and I remember mine that it was remarkable how tight of a circle or a turning radius that you had in it. Mine did not have the advantage of the power steering, but because of the light front end, it handled extremely well, even to park it and to turn it without much movement in the front wheels. So they were really, really neat and ahead of their time, and they had some first when it came to the design of the car, the safety of the windshields. The 70 model and 68 model was the first automobile to use a blowed bolding type of dash. So it was kind of innovating. And I kind of remember mine that it had a halfway switch. If you're going to do a lane change, that you would use the turn signal and just press down on a little bit. To indicate changing lane, it'd be a little bit harder, of course, and it would lock in if you're making a right or left turn. I guess my biggest complaint about it is that the windshield wiper fluid, instead of being electric, it was a hand pump. So you had to push in on the knob to get liquid up on the windshield, and the windshield wipers were vacuum and not electric, which had just about all disappeared. By the time the late 60s hit with other models of cars.
Yeah, well, that's a throwback to the past. Let's talk about the high-performance engine. I understand it was a high-compression, medium-block, 390 cubic inch power plant.
Right, yeah. Originally, it came out with 315 horsepower and was upgraded by 1970 with a 325 horse version of it, but there were a lot of speed parts could be put on the car to increase it to around 350 horsepower. But it was kind of an engineer. I think it won an award from the American Society of Automotive Engineers because of its weight and outside dimensions to horsepower ratios, and so it was somewhat innovative there. Although a lot of folks mistake the 390 AMC engine for the 390 Ford, but it was in no way related. It was totally a standalone AMC product, the most common versions of the AMX are going to be found with the 390 engine in it. Either with the automatic transmission or with the standard in the I believe G10 Borg Warner was a standard four-speed for that engine or for that car, and it had an optional three-speed automatic Borg Warner transmission. And I think in the starting in the 70 model, they came out with the Hurst package with the Hurst shifter, and it was actually a Hurst version of the AMX, if I remember right. Those days Hurst was, knee deep in racing with just about any of the big three.
Yeah.
The rare MXs are the ones with the smaller engine, the little, 290 cubic inch and the 343 cubic inch engines. But I think if you're going to have one, you might as well go all the way and do it with that 390.
Yeah, that would make sense. With that 390 power plant, do you think this vehicle would have done well in the sales department, but despite some positive response from the automotive media and by enthusiasts, the sales really didn't get off the ground on any particular reason?
They had a pretty unique way of marketing this car. When they first introduced it in 68, they teamed up with Playboy. And introduced it in Playboy magazine. And at that time, Playboy was coming out with over 2 million copies of their magazine every month. So that was, the center of coolism was to read Playboy. And I think it was in the 68 or 69 that the Playmate of the Year was given a pink AMX. And that became kind of a famous car, and there might have been as many as 50 spinoffs of the pink AMX that were delivered to people around the United States after that. But I was surprised that it didn't really catch on, and it might have been the stigma of being a Rambler. Rambler was kind of known as the old man's cars and the less of the performing of the American-made cars. You know, keeping in mind that back in those days there was the Big Four, and you know, instead of the Big Three, and of course Rambler slash AMC was bringing up the back of the pack.
Very interesting, Don. And when you look back again, despite, you know, all the positives, it just didn't catch on. And the only thing that AMC does definitely say very happy things about is the fact that this is a vehicle that brought customers into the showroom. And that's sometimes
right.
Why different manufacturers will make these halo-like cars.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The AMX had a big brother that was introduced about 4 months sooner than the AMX. That was the Javelin. The Javelin was a four-seater. It had about a 10-inch longer wheelbase, same engine options. After they discontinued the two-seat AMX, they continued to produce a four-seat Javelin AMX until about the start of the 1975 production year. And I believe it was in 71 that they stroked out or punched out the 390 to 401 cubic inches. I think they upped the horsepower to 335 and came up with a different set of heads on it that increased the compression and obviously the horsepower. And it was actually probably a little faster car and had really kind of cooler lines. And they kept that, until 75, but really that was kind of the end of it. And you know, by 74, 75, the muscle car era was coming to an end, and the gas prices were killing everything, and just about every manufacturer was trying to downsize the engine for their power plants for economy reasons.
Yep, very, very true. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other models. They injected a little bit of performance into coupe versions of the compact Hornet back in 77, the Concorde in 78, and the subcompact Sprint in both 1979 and 1980.
Right.
So they brought a little of that high-performance magic in.
Right. I remember the when I was an Army recruiter in 1978-79, I had actually, they issued me a little Hornet.
Oh, that's cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the AMC, AMX, and more right here on Auto World. Get into my car.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Our special guest is John Jones, CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com. We're talking about American Motors, American Motors' history of the AMX, the two-seat GT-style sports car that was produced from 1968 through 1970. And we're getting up to a little bit more modern times with a Hornet and a Concorde and the subcompact Sprint. So when you were doing work getting folks to sign up for the Army, they actually gave you one of these Hornets?
Right, yeah, that was my my government-issued automobile that I got to take home at night. And it was a little six-cylinder engine in it, and I got pretty decent gas mileage at the time, but definitely was no race car. And by that time, I still had the AMX, but I had destroyed the engine, and it was actually sitting in my backyard under a tarp. And until a little bit later, where I ended up finding a donor engine for it, and then put a different engine in it, and just didn't have the money to restore it, and end up selling it for like $500, I think. And those are one of those things of, you know, I just wish I was would have been able to keep it, but that's the way things were back then.
Exactly.
You know, you look at these prices, it's like, you know, $4,000 for a sports car. They said, well, that's $22,000 in 2006 or 2016 money. But, you know, for a sports car, $22,000 is pretty darn cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, it was kind of cool, too, that in 68, when the cars were introduced or about to be introduced, AMC hooked up with Craig Breedlove and his race team, which included his wife and his wife Lee and a fellow by the name of Ron Dykes, and they modified a couple of the engines. They took the 290 and punched it out to 304, and the 390 punched out to 397, and put down, you know, the headers and 5-quart oil pans, oil coolers, and all the neat stuff that you could buy across the counter at a speed shop. And it went out and set 106 different speed records. You know, it had guts to it, and it could get out there and race. And Breedlove took one to Bonneville and reached a speed of 189 miles an hour on an official run, which was sanctioned by the U.S. Auto Club. And then he did an unofficial run of over 200 miles an hour. So it could perform.
Well,
don't ask me what rear end it had on it, what kind of tires, but apparently he knew how to get the most out of that car.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because those are very decent numbers, especially consider the area and era of what we're talking about. But
There may have been a number of Breedlove AMXs that were created. There was an article in a book, The Standard Catalog of American Muscle Cars from 1960 to 72, that estimates that there were 50 Breedlove AMXs sold, and those cars featured a red, white, and blue paint scheme. And the standard four-barreled, four-speed 290 engine. I have not seen any other literature on that, and then there's some people that say that may not be accurate. It may be something that the dealerships were putting out. But I would say that if the car is a Breedlove car, it's probably a premium-valued car. It probably, adds to the value. But there were other offshoots specialties on the car. There was a California 500 that was sold on the West Coast in 69. And it had outside sidewinder pipes that ran down the left and right side of the car and brass plates on the hood blister. There was a super stock AMX that was used in racing using the 390 engine with dual Holley carburetors with special heads that put out 12.3-to-1 compression. It had aftermarket Douglas headers and exhaust systems and used a, obviously drag slicks and had a Hertz modified shifter in it. And these are, they're rare. I'm not sure how rare off the top of my head, but I have had a couple of people talk to me about looking for the special ID numbers if I ever found an AMX. So, I have numbers in my wallet for guys to call if I ever come across one of these in the salvage yard. But, keeping in mind that some years I look at over 100,000 cars in salvage yards, and I've not found an AMX yet. And
wow,
I don't think I really found that many javelins. And then as I was researching this, one of the sources claimed that of the 19,000 AMXs that were built, almost all of them are out there in some form or other, either as a parts car or have been restored. So since about 2008, the market for these has really taken off. And the prices are creeping up. The old car price guide says that if you can find a residue car, it's worth about $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And a number one car, which is basically a showroom car, is worth about $35,000. I've seen a $35,000 AMX at Carlisle last year. It did look pretty close to showroom. It was a 390 four-speed car. But as far as it comes to residue cars, I don't think you're going to find them. And
I think if one pops up,
there are just people that they know to call that'll buy it on the spot.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Mark Donahue edition as well of either the AMX or the...
There was a Mark Donahue edition to the...
Javelin.
To the Javelin. And I believe it might have been over a couple years, but I remember in 73, it included a Pierre Cardone custom interior. Some of the colors on a car would have been plum purple with a black vinyl roof. I actually had one. I had a 73 Javelin with a 6-cylinder 3-speed engine in it that had got incredibly bad gas mileage for some reason I could never figure out. But it had really, you know, a cool interior. And it ran pretty well, but obviously didn't perform like the AMX. Yeah, he put his name with things. I think he ran, won races with it. I think that he particularly won races using a modified version of the bigger 401 engine. I don't have too much on the history in front of me, so I'm kind of going from general memory on the Donahues.
Sure.
That actually, wasn't he killed in an auto race?
I think he was. Was it behind the wheel of one of these vehicles?
It may in fact have been, which is, you know, you talk about putting a coffin in a nail of a brand,
yeah.
Is your driver has something like that happen to him. Anyway, going away from that sad note, you know, back to reality is that, there was that issue with the Donahue racers. They were involved in the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb in 69, and I think there were as many as 10 cars used in that, and I think Bobby Unser was involved in that hill climb that year.
Cool.
But those were all 390 GoPack option cars.
A little bit more about that when we come back, and a lot more about American Motors vehicles. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining me here today. We're having fun with Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com and asking you if we're ever a owner of an American Motors Javelin or AMX, because if you were, we would love to hear from you. And the toll-free number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And let's talk a little bit more about the AMX and the
I'll tell you, during the break, I was able to find some information on the Mark Donahue. If you'd like me to share that.
Mama. Mama.
It's Don.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and share this information on how Donahue got involved with the Javelins.
Okay, cool.
That is in 1970, he started with the Javelin race team, which was owned by Roger Penske. Became a driver and basically, as it says here, breathed new life in the AMC race team. They drove a Javelin to three victories, and an AMC finished second in the Manufacturers Championship in 71. And I actually think that might have been the first year of the Mark Donahue Javelin, and that was the first year for the 401 engine. And so he won several more championships, and his final six races he won in a row. Then in 72-73 in the NASCAR series, he drove a AMC Matador for the Penske race team and won a few races there. And he was actually killed in 1975, while he was doing a Formula One racing, and he was driving a March 751 race car, and it went out of control on a practice run, and then the tires failed, the car spun and hit a fence, and came apart, and actually some of the debris hit a track marshal and it killed him. And Donahue didn't seem to be injured from the accident, but he apparently had struck his head on a fence post, developed a headache, and then ended up in the hospital, lapsed into a coma, and died of a cerebral hemorrhage a few days later. His death had nothing really to do with any no AMC product. So anyway, so much for that.
You've tracked down some great performance figures here from Car and Driver, 1968, 0 to 60 in 6.6 seconds, 0 to 100 in 16.3 drag strip and quarter mile time, 14.8 seconds at 95 miles an hour, top speed of 122 miles an hour. Now, this is the 390 AMX tested by Car and Driver. Motor
right.
Trim was slightly faster, 0-60 in 6.56 seconds, and again, slightly faster on the drag strip. No, actually not, but exact same time and less of a trap speed. And in 1969, there was a TV show called Car and Track. Do you remember that,
mm-hmm.
Don?
Yeah, vaguely. Yes, I do. What I was going to say, too, is that this top speed of 122 miles an hour, and they're talking about at 68, that my 1970 would hit about 135.
Wow.
And then right after 135, it would be hitting right at the 7,000 RPM, and it would develop a valve float. It would just it couldn't get any more power, any more RPMs out of the engine, and it was getting pretty close to redline. So I always backed off of it, and otherwise I probably would have blown the engine all over the interstate. You know, they were capable of doing much more than 122 miles an hour. And then the 69 and 70 models, they upped the speedometer maximum speed numbers to 140. And the tachometer was kind of synchronized to travel in the same arch as the speedometer did. So as that tach increased, you know, you could actually track it with your miles per hour. You get a pretty good idea of how many RPMs were being turned to get to those mile per hours.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, gas mileage on that Rascal was about 10 to 11 miles to the gallon, too, by the way.
And I never realized, going back in the late 60s, that the Hertz Corporation not only had those Shelby Mustangs, which have gotten a lot of press in recent years, but they also offered a Corvette and XKE Jag and some AMXs. So that must be a rare vehicle if you could ever find one of those.
Yeah, well, the Hertz Rent-A-Car actually had a concept for a while back in 69 that offered a rent-a-race car. And I'm not sure exactly how that worked out for them. Apparently it didn't last too long. But I do remember times, not so much with race cars, but I remember a situation with the senior prom where a couple of guys rented a Cadillac, and after the prom took it down to one of the drag streets in North St. Louis. Hall Street was the race street back in those days. We're racing this rented Cadillac against, you know, whatever. You know, that was back in the days where Cadillac was, you know, putting out 390 cubic inches in their engine, I believe. So, you know, it had some guts to it, too.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Don Jones is with us, and he is the man behind theoldcarguys.com, along with Talk Radio St. Louis and Talk Radio Orlando. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things. We still got more to talk about with the AMX, but I know you've been so busy with projects that you haven't been out on the road for a while. When's your next road trip coming up?
I don't really know. Some of my guys up in Omaha wanted me, or up in Nebraska, wanted me to come back this winter to reshoot the yards. I don't like shooting rural salvage yards in the middle of summer. The competition from the rattlesnakes is a little too much for me. And then, you know, going through the weed pile, too. And, you know, I've hit some of those Nebraska yards where it's either been 106 degrees or it, right after, 2 days after a terrible rainstorm, the mud sucks the boots off your feet.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And then I've had people call me to tell me about yards in different states. We may do a road trip in the future. We would, you know, do something in the state this winter. The thing about it is that, you know, originally there were three old car guys, and we lost shots the first year. And then my my friend Dennis used to be pretty much my travel partner. And the last few years of his life, he had terminal cancer and couldn't do much. But getting out on the road with me was kind of, you know, his thing.
Sure.
And then after Dennis passed away, there just wasn't anybody to travel with anymore.
Yeah, I can understand. Let's talk a little bit more about the prices. We've got an email here from somebody out of Missouri listening on Sunny Skidmore Station, KLID.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to know, Peter would like to know, what's the range today for the special editions of Javelins or AMX vehicles?
I would think, depending on the car, and I couldn't really guess on the SS cars. I think there's so few of them. It would be a matter of condition, of course, but I would say over 50,000 and maybe significantly more over 50,000, depending on getting a good auction. But some of the other cars have, are going for the low 50s. And I think those have been Barrett Jacksons over the last couple of years. And it's like I said earlier, is that I've seen, a $35,000 AMX at Carlisle. When I say seen it, it was offered at 35. Usually if it's offered, you know, maybe it'll take less. 35 to 40 on a good AMX.
Pretty cool. More with Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America and around the world at GCNlive.com.
I'm on the road again.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.